Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this fourth day of August, 2021. What's so damn funny?
Long time since we've done a podcast. I've been on vacation. We've had to scramble to get out to training camp. I mean, it's kind of been on hiatus.
Yeah,
probably be on hiatus tomorrow, too, because we've got to scramble out. So schedules are busy.
We haven't done it, right, because practice is at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. We get done at 10. It takes a few minutes to get wrapped up here and then get over there, so... No time for dilly-dallying.
Something
gotta get over there.
And it's been the podcast for a
so
little bit.
We're back for the day. What have you been doing?
What do you mean, what I've been doing? Dude, I
You've been playing
back.
Mr. Mom and...
Just got back from a vacation. Vacation loosely because, I don't know if you heard or not, we were supposed to go to Utah.
Yeah, I heard all about
we
that.
And we weren't able to go because of Mrs. Rookie's broken ankle. But as I said on the program, for the last week I was hanging around the house and... Taking the missus somewhere, but relaxing, you know, just getting things done around the house, but not at any extreme pace.
Okay, so tell me, though, I'm more interested in Mrs. Rookie's rehab progress.
I thought you wanted to know about how I thought it was a little taste of retirement last week.
No, I heard all that. I want to know how the rehab is coming. Is there any... I mean, how is she getting around? That's the big question. How
well,
is she getting around?
What do you mean? Well, getting around the same. I mean... She can't drive. She's not going to be able to drive for another 6-7 weeks at least.
Really? Wow.
You know, she has to get up super early in the morning, and I got to drop her off at work probably 3 hours before she would normally get there. You know, and then she's like wondering, you know, and I told her today, yeah, between noon and one maybe that'll pick you up to take you home and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so there, yeah, I mean, there's zero weight on that foot for a minimum of another 7 weeks.
So she can still do stuff before... Her show goes on, 9 o'clock?
Right. So she's getting there and doing some work and then trying to work ahead.
Work ahead a little bit.
You know, after the show's over. But, you know, rehab, she's going to physical therapy. You know, she no longer has to have, like, the foot elevated above her heart.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, from that standpoint, I mean, progress. It's slow. She can take the wrap off and take a shower.
What's it look like?
Black and blue, and it's got some of the tape
still stitched, or
stapled? It's all dissolving stuff that'll go away on its own. And then there's like tape over, but apparently that just falls off eventually. But
okay,
I mean,
pretty cool looking, or is it gory, or is it?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Okay,
it doesn't bother me. I'm like, ooh, sexy legs.
So no driver. She won't have to drive. She won't have to take a driver's test when she comes back. But it'll be kind of weird. Do you know how long, have you ever had like a, since you started driving, a long period without driving?
No. I mean, I've always lived where places I've had to drive. I've never lived in a city where I had to take public transportation or anything like that.
I went like at least 4 years without driving once. And about 6 years with driving only. The only time I drove was when I went to go visit my parents.
Right.
And drove their car. I didn't even have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was kind of weird when I finally got, when I moved out of the city, it's like you pretty much have to have a car, right? You can't really work.
Right.
Unless, you know.
Well, if you live in the burbs, man, unless you're going to ride a bike or a moped.
The public transport isn't great in a lot of places.
It's like,
but it's kind of weird. I was just saying that it's weird when you have to go back and do it again. There's an adjustment period for sure.
Well, we'll see. That'll be her problem, not mine. I just hope she doesn't get in her.
Well, it'll be my problem, too, if we're ever on the road together.
Well, I hope she doesn't get in a wreck or anything like that. But the best thing about, we still have two cars and two car payments and all that. Maybe we're saving on gas a little bit. But, you know, you talk about not having a car or driving for a long time. It's a lot like my sister-in-law who lives in New York. She has an apartment in the city, and then she recently bought a house out on Long Island.
Mm.
But she doesn't have a car in the city, right? Doesn't need one.
Right.
And then she just takes, I think it's the bus or the train, probably the bus, out to Long Island or her home when she goes out there. She hadn't had a car or a car payment. I don't know how. Probably... Honestly, in the 20 years that she's been my sister-in-law, 21 years, she hasn't had a car or car payment or car insurance. How great is that?
Well, she pays a lot more for where she
is. You're probably right on that.
But yeah,
it makes more, too.
It is Yeah, it's a trade-off, but I didn't have, I like not having a car. It's just not practical. When you live in the city, it's not practical to have, unless you have a...
And then you have to pay for parking.
Yeah, parking was a big part of it, because I didn't have a place to park. You could park on the street, but there's no guarantee that you're going to get a spot on the street near your home, so...
It's like Chicago, you can rent this apartment for $2,500 a month and an extra $1,200 for a parking spot.
Yeah, crazy. So... It didn't make much sense. So I got pretty good at taking the bus and the train and everything else. But, yeah, hopefully she'll have...
I'll tell you, though,
a quick study back to the behind the wheel.
That's fine, but we got to get there first. And it's long. It's tedious. It's never-ending.
Are the kids helping out at all?
They are doing actually a pretty good job. They're helping out.
Okay,
they're going to get a little... I think they're going to get a little bonus at the end of this thing because they've actually done a really good job.
Nice.
They've stepped it up pretty good.
Nice.
They've helped
bonus.
With it. They've helped with the dishes, loading and unloading, and they've
done the laundry.
They've done some laundry.
Betcha.
They've been taught that they're in charge of their own laundry. They have to do their own laundry.
That's been good.
It's probably a year in the making. Now, Jackson, you have to remind them, your entire room stinks. You stink, do your laundry.
What? How old are they, 12?
They're going to be 14.
Oh, they're going to be 14, right.
October.
That's pretty good. So they'll be in 8th grade?
8th grade.
Yeah. So when I had to start doing my own laundry,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so they're about a year into it. But they've helped out doing Mrs. Rookies. And that bell that you bought her to ring, they've been trained to answer to that as well. It still works. Might have a crack in it, like the Liberty Bell from being used so much. But they've been trained to answer that bell as well.
All right.
So they've done a good job. They're going to get a little bonus when this whole thing is done, too.
That's sweet.
So,
well, good news.
They don't know it, but yeah, just because they really have been good about it.
Well, let's hope that they don't listen to the Bill and Rookie After Show podcast.
Well, and I've been telling Mrs. Rookie every time I do something for her, too, I'm like, ooh, more credit. And then she starts arguing with me about what's credit worthy and what's not.
Okay.
Well, you would be doing this anyway, so that's not credit. And I'm like, I don't know if I'd be.
That's funny.
So, like, credit.
That's good. I want to hear how much you rack up by the end of this. And, that'll be good. And then we'll talk about the bonus when that happens, too. And let's hope the kids don't listen to podcasts. But we're glad that you did today. And, again, we'll probably be off tomorrow and Friday, too, since you're going to be solo Friday morning.
Oh, yeah, Friday morning.
I'm working Friday afternoon because Marcus is off. So
That dude's got a lot of vacation.
Yeah, I know. You guys both do. I'm sitting there doing every shift for weeks.
Well, you're like the Elton Jenkins of the station.
You do all the shows. Yeah, well, I'll have my vengeance in some form or fashion. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast today. We'll be back in, I guess, then next week you're off again. So I don't know when we'll be back.
Next Thursday.
So enjoy it. Hopefully you'll tune in to the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.